This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas. And as always, I'm live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Lottie Hugh. Hey, Bobby.
How are you, Lottie Bates?
Very well. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. So Miss Ellen isn't well today. And the lovely Lottie is joining me
Indeed.
From Showbiz. She's still delivering Showbiz.
Of course. What else? Always.
And you're also in the driver's seat with my co-hosting.
I know. With my legs dangling down because the seat's so high.
I know. Bless her. She's like Polly Pocket. We've had a little move around in the studio.
We have indeed.
It's looking slick in here. It's looking slick. Make sure you follow us on social media, by the way. Anyway, digress. More on that later. You guys know I always bring you a cracking show, and this evening, of course, is no different. Now, just before we went live, I was chatting to Sophie Piper from Love Island All Stars. So we got some really good tea there. So make sure you're tuned in and the volume's up and you're listening, because it's a good interview. And then we're joined in the studio by Dominic Skinner from Glow Up. But first, Lottie, how are you both? Before we do Showbiz, how's your week been? You all good?
I have had a great week, but I'm hot. Bobby, I'm hot. Okay?
Yeah.
It is just so hot at the moment. And guys, I was saying to Bobby when I got here, I'm wearing a leather shirt today, which is not the one.
Stunning, though.
Thank you very much. But you know what? We can't complain, can we? Because as Brits, we can never get it right with the weather. We say it's too cold, then it's too hot. So we need to just stop moaning. That's a note to myself.
Yeah. Do not moan. Because I've been channeling this. I've been putting it out there. It's been winter for 64 years.
And the rest, exactly.
We need it. And it's so nice, because I was just saying to the girls in the food bar office, it wasn't that long ago that I would start Access All Areas and it was almost like the dead of night.
Oh, really?
When I looked out that window. Like,
yeah,
it was
of course, dark at
6 o'clock.
And now it's bright.
And now it's a pleasure. I'm a summer baby. I was born in August.
Oh, the best.
But you guys ain't here for weather updates, are you? And you don't care about how light it is outside my studio window. Let's start spilling some tea.
Let's spill it.
We always start with a bit of showbiz. So, Lottie Babes.
Yes.
What's caught your eye this week, hun?
Well, I think we've got to start with this viral story. Which, I mean, it's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving. So just a bit of context. Barbara Streisand, she thought she was sliding into the DMs and she's ended up making it a public comment. So what it was Melissa McCarthy. She uploaded a photo. She looked really nice. She was with a friend of hers. And anyway, Barbara commented on it. Give him my regards. Talking about the friend. Did you take Ozempic? Right. So Ozempic is something that a lot of celebrities are into, isn't it? It's kind of to lose weight.
It's traditionally meant for diabetics.
Exactly, that's it.
And the side effect, or one of the side effects, is that there was weight loss.
That's it.
So some celebs, or a lot of celebs.
A lot of celebs, maybe. Exactly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, Melissa has neither said she is, she isn't. She's not said anything about it. But this comment, I mean, it's got so much backlash because obviously, poor Barb, she's 82 years old, right?
Bless her.
She's probably just having a little scroll. She meant to slide into Melissa's DMs, and now it's become, as we always know it would, this huge thing all over the internet. Barbara's actually had to make a statement and say, the world's reading. I'm so sorry. You know, she obviously didn't mean to make it a public comment. And now also Melissa's responded with the most brilliant, brilliant, brilliant video.
What's Melissa saying?
Well, she's proving, you know, there's no hate towards Barbara on her part. She kind of held up this, magazine with a picture of Barbara Streisand back in her youth. And she said, I just can't believe that Barbara Streisand knows who I am. So I think it's gone down well, considering the backlash that it had, because obviously it's always wrong to comment on someone's weight, right? Which,
well, because this is kind of the thing, because yesterday social media was blowing up and everyone was like, oh my gosh, yeah, she's a shady bitch.
Now, Barbara's
come out, I think this is what Barbara's come out and said. We assume she thought she was DMing her.
That's it.
But it's actually gone as a public comment.
It's gone more than public. Like, it's absolutely viral.
And now it's a viral thing and everyone's like, Barbara don't seem like that. Why is she being so shady? Barbara seems mortified.
Yeah.
It's nice that Melissa's kind of come forward and kind of defended her. And we've got to remember, as you said, Barbara's 82. And she's an icon in showbiz. There ain't many icons of Barbara Streisand's level left.
Well, that's
now
what we just said, isn't it? She's an absolute icon.
She's,
you know,
up there. Joan Collins, Babs. There's
exactly
a few left of that era.
And what 82-year-olds, I mean, I'm sorry if this 82-year-olds take offence. What 82-year-olds do we know that are good on their phone?
My nan can't even text.
Well,
bless her heart.
So she's obviously just made a mistake, and unfortunately the world's seen it.
Yeah.
But they worked together back in 2016. They're pals, you know, and I think there's no bad blood between them, so we just got to move on. That's it.
Absolutely. And there was no confirming or denying, so she's kind of held up. She's basically just made a joke of it. She's glad Barbara knows
she's
it.
She's made
Who
a joke
wouldn't
of it?
Be?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're on Babsy's radar, happy days.
Well, that's what Melissa said. She said, I'm the real winner here. Barbara Streisand knows who I am. She thinks I look good. I mean, brilliant. And she does look good. Melissa looks amazing.
Yeah.
There's no denying it.
And the whole commenting on people, and this is what I hate when it comes to social media.
Yeah.
And I feel like people always, I'm always on my soapbox about it. I love social media. You know how much I love it. I'm always on the socials. I can't get enough of it.
Love the gram.
But it's the dark side though.
Yeah.
And I just think, good or bad, just when it comes to personal looks is where I just think, do you know what, you kind of lose your argument. The minute people 100%. Go to that point, like,
yeah,
when you start attacking someone because of how they look or their gender, sexuality, whatever, like, you lose the
argument.
Like, what's the point? Like, don't take it to that point.
I know, but it's actually shocks me that it still happens because of the amount of people that come out and say, stop. Like, but it's still going on every day, isn't it?
The
it's
body shaming that goes on. You'd like to think in 2024 we'd kind of got to a better place.
Exactly.
But, not just yet. But anyway, love and light to Melissa and Babs.
Of course, we love them both. We absolutely love them both. But we've got to move on to Britney Spears, right?
Right, what's happened here? Because she took a little break from the gram.
She took a little break from the gram, as we never would. We love it.
Oh, well.
But Britney decided to take a little step back, and it lasted a day. Because what she did, there's basically been a bit of a strange crossover in the music world. So two huge pop icons. Britney Spears has confused her fans. She returned to Instagram with a photo of Justin Bieber crying. So just to give this a little bit of context, over the weekend, Justin did, you know, a carousel of photos, a photo dump, as you will.
Love a little carousel.
We love a little carousel. In it, he's put, you know, pictures of him performing at Coachella, and then there are a couple of pictures of him breaking down in tears. So it sparked concern. Fans are obviously very worried. Fans were really felt so
empathetic.
Sorry for... That's it. That's the word. You know, I get that confused with sympathetic, empathetic.
They're closed. They're closed.
So, you know, fans were obviously worried about Justin. But Britney has then also done her own photo dump. She's returned to social media. And she's included various different pictures.
She's on a carousel as well.
She loves a carousel. One of which is she's kind of like laying on a horse. She's put an inspirational quote. And then there's Justin Bieber crying his eyes out. And people have said, well, what is this? She's turned off the comments.
What was the caption? Sorry, because I've not seen this. What's the caption to her carousel?
The caption of Justin Bieber crying and various other photos is, a wonderful dump of photos and videos. As Sarah, my dog, shits on us all. Have a nice day, folks. So, I mean, I'm baffled.
Laying on a real horse.
Laying on a horse.
So what's the hit, the message, or what's the progression or the theme? How'd you go from that to Justin crying?
Well, this is it. And, you know, with Britney's posts, there is always kind of fans trying to look for that hidden message, isn't there? They always saying, oh, you know, there's a...
And I love Britney. I mean,
Britney
there ain't many gay men that don't.
No, Britney's down. I absolutely love Justin as well. But it's just, it's so random. But I think maybe it's kind of her saying, I've felt like you felt. You know, she's kind of like joining forces with him. Potentially, this is me reading into it like her fans do. I don't know. But I just think the internet's gone wild with it again because they've just said, well, how random. And why have you returned to Instagram with that of all photos?
And talking about what shit was in the caption.
Sarah, my dog, shat on us all as always. Have a nice day, folks.
I wonder if there is, maybe she's a lot more intelligent than we even. There is a hidden message.
I
say, I love Britney. Justin, an absolute legend. And I don't know if it's come out yet. I mean, Miss Showbiz, you know a lot more when it comes to being the journo. Has he said why he posted his? Because either or, whatever the reason, I take my hat off to him because he's got a huge following.
Nagiz really
is one of the most famous men in the world. And a lot of boys and men look up to him.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of men to this day still think it ain't okay to cry, show your emotions. And I think if someone as huge as Bieber will go on the gram and post pictures of him crying, fair play to him, because more men need to open up.
It's so true, and it is admirable. And I feel like, you know, him doing something like that is going to let, you know, it's going to open the floodgates for other people to do the same.
Yeah.
Thing is, no, we don't know why he's crying. There's been so much speculation about him and Hayley, you know, that relationship breaking down. But she actually commented on it and said, what a pretty crier. I think she's kind of put to bed any rumours that there might be something going on there. I think it's just Justin. He's had such a bad time where I think he had to stop his tour, and then he suffered from a health issue that he's opened up about. So I think it's just him saying, you know, I didn't feel great. Like, yeah.
And
he's
human. I think that's
human.
What people can
exactly.
easily forget.
Exactly. And in a photo dump, in a carousel, you're sharing kind of things that have happened lately, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like life lately. You know, and he's probably saying there have been some highs, there have been some lows.
Yeah.
I'll
take my hat off to old JB for that. Keep it coming, because
yeah,
I'm always a big believer, because social media, I like it. I think when you've got a platform and a following, and fuck me, he's got a following and a platform, like not many. If you can, my thing is, if you help one person, job done.
Oh, gosh,
now, with
yeah.
his following globally, and with I don't know how many million followers he's got.
He
must have crazy numbers.
Yeah.
He's going to help more than one person.
Oh,
and if
totally.
That helps one guy that thinks, oh, it's not okay to cry or speak about things. I know it's easier said than done, but do you know, if anyone's listening out there, reach out to a mate, a friend, parent, co-worker. Don't struggle alone, because life's hard enough.
It
do
is.
You know what I
that's
mean?
It, so, that's it.
What do they say? A burden off your shoulders. That ain't to say.
Wait, a problem shared is a... No.
Yeah, a problem shared is a problem solved.
That's
no.
it? Or halved or something.
Basically talk
to people. That's
don't
it.
Don't suffer in silence.
Oh, I love that. My new quote for life.
I'm like the new Einstein.
You really
but
are.
Mate, not
keep
more
it
where
going.
That come from.
right, we're going to move on to... This is something else that people are all chatting about. I want to know what your thoughts are on this, because I just... I'm a bit on the fence with this one. So we're talking about Lily Allen, singer Lily Allen. She's got her own podcast with Makita Oliver. And basically, when she was talking to Makita recently on the podcast, she mentioned that she was... So Lily's based in New York with her kids.
Yeah.
And she mentioned that she was flying to see Makita for her birthday. They're best mates. And she said, when I fly to London, I'm going to be sat in first class and my daughter is going to be in economy. So everyone said, why on earth would you seat your daughter in economy while you go to first class? But I don't know, is it that bad?
See, the thing is, for me, I kind of... And I used to... Well, I love a little bit of Lily Allen. I remember...
Oh, yeah.
When she came out, like, her first album, right? Lily's music was very much my kind of passing my driving test.
Yeah,
one of the first
CDs,
back when CDs were a thing. I went to WH Smith's and bought a CD. So I remember
dancing.
I remember driving to Smile and all them tunes. So that was kind of, you know, like you've got that haze of era, like you pass your test and you think you're invincible, you're 17.
Yeah, of course.
And Lily was part of that. Oh, and I love her. And I actually went to see her, I think when it first came out, there was a theatre show, The Ghost Story, 222.
Yeah, they always have a big famous woman doing the headline. Yeah,
and she's
I love
a really
that.
Good actress as well.
Oh,
she's
got
a lot of strings to her bow. But what I like about this, and I didn't know the ins and outs, so kind of you spoke about this and I'll just look at a little brief in here. I kind of like the fact that I think you're doomed if you do and you're doomed if you don't. There's a lot of people out there that knock celebrity kids. What do they call them? Nepo babies,
yeah. Which is kind of unfair, isn't it?
Yeah, because you can't help
born.
Who your mum
exactly,
and dad are.
Exactly.
But I kind of like that she's almost keeping them grounded.
Well,
so just
it.
Because your mum's Lily Allen and she's got a couple of quid,
exactly.
don't think you're turning left.
No,
you
I know.
You can turn right and realise what it's like.
But this is it, and I feel like
so
this
I
is...
So I kind of think, do you know what, actually, if she was seen to be buying them... And first class ain't cheap, even busy class ain't cheap, but first is another level.
Yeah.
So if she was seen to be buying kids that people go, oh, they're spoiled,
well,
nepo babies, so she's sending them right.
But this is it, and this is exactly why I've been a bit up in the air, excuse the pun, up in the air about it, because I feel like, you know, it's like you said, the kids would be called spoiled if she'd have taken them, but it's also her going... I want to go in first class. Maybe she doesn't want the kids to kind of be brought up thinking that they can handle that. And actually, she's not the only celeb that kind of lives by that. So Gordon Ramsay has said He will never let his children fly first class. He said that he wanted to keep his children grounded, make them fly economy.
So Golden's a me and Golden on the same page.
You and Gordon are on the same page.
I ain't got kids, but I don't. And the thing is as well, sorry to interrupt, but in terms of Lily, her kids are, can we just point out, 12 and 11.
They are.
So when people, I think it might be a different story. If they was at a really young age, I don't know what age kids stop crying. You can tell I'm not a parent. My dog is my baby and she's called Baby. But if it was a kid that was of crying age that needed looking after as such,
oh, then you wouldn't.
I kind of get it, and you can't be seen
of
to
course.
Do that. But at 11 or 12, I mean, back in the day, I would have had a colouring book or tracing paper. Now they have iPads, other tablets are available.
They're distracted, aren't they?
Or they can be watching a film. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's on, if you can turn left on the plane, it's not one of these budget airlines that haven't got a TV. I'm sure they put their headphones in and they'll watch a film. They're not going to bother anyone.
They don't care. But that is really important to know that these kids are 12 and 11.
Yeah. They're not three or four.
Not 2 and 3 or
because
anything.
If they was 2 or 3, I'd go, no, look after your kids, Lil.
Exactly.
But 12 years old?
I know.
Blimey.
And you've got to do you, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Lily, she's a great mum, and I think, you know, she says how much she loves her children. There's no denying that. But I think sometimes if you're going on your holes, maybe you want to sit first class and have a little break. I just think that that's the way it is.
Yeah.
There's so many other people.
Who's like, doing it?
So we've also got Place in the Sun star Kirsty Allsop. Her sons will sit in economy. She'll go in business class when they go on family holidays. And, you know, other celebs have spoken about it as well. And I just think, if you can, maybe they just want to. That's it, you know?
And it is a lovely... When you get to turn left, it's a lovely trail.
Is it? Like, and do you know, I've not done it yet. A business, but not first.
Business is lovely enough. Do you know what I mean? When I've done jobs in certain parts of the world, whether it's been Australia or other places... And someone's picking up the bill.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very nice feeling when they come and make it into a bed.
Oh, yeah.
You get a glass of champagne before you take off. Do you know what I mean?
Gosh, yeah.
Instead of having your knees under your chin. When they're showing you, when they're getting out the life jacket and showing you the whistle to blow into. It's much nicer to have a champagne. But I don't travel like that all the time. I'm very much a turning right. To be honest, I travel orange a lot.
Do you?
We won't say the airline.
We won't say who, but
we won't say the airline.
Well,
especially if I'm going to like Marbella or Ibiza.
Yeah,
it is easy. I like what you did there. But if I'm going Ibiza, I'm quite happy to travel. I'm not too good to travel orange.
No, you just jump on and... Yeah,
and who's turning left for 2 hour flight?
Exactly.
It ain't worth getting the mummy or the bed out.
But there have been times where I've just sat by the window and not moved because you can't get out to go to the loo. So, you know, it's one of those. But I think, yeah, if she wants to do that, then that's her decision, isn't it?
Keep doing you, Lil. And it gives the kids something to work towards. When they can look at mum's selfies on Instagram in business and first...
Exactly.
It will make you realise.
That's it.
I think fair play. I think don't shade her. So, Lottie, my love, we've got time for one more. Now, it's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
It is indeed. Are we talking about baby reindeer?
We certainly are, as is the rest of the country.
Who isn't? You know, actually, I saw today that it's the most streamed series in the UK and the US on Netflix. Isn't that wild?
Fuck, it's blown
up. It's wild. It's just blown up. But although we're happy about it, a lot of fans are happy about it, one place that isn't happy about it is the pub in Camden.
Oh, wow.
So apparently they're absolutely furious about the fact that fans are just coming in. So, you know, obviously Taylor Swift, sorry, I digress, but Taylor Swift obviously just did this album, right, recently.
Yeah.
And she mentioned like a pub called the Black Dog. Everyone's flocked to it. That pub's pissed off. This has also happened.
You would think they like the promo.
But this is what I thought. But basically...
Pubs are struggling right now. They're closing down every
week. I know. But this pub in Camden, so it's kind of like a lot of celebs go there. Liam Gallagher, Kate Moss, Amy Winehouse, when she was alive, she would go there, the Hawley Arms. And it's been absolutely flooded by fans. So I don't know why, but they just don't like it. And there was actually someone who, in an interview, they interviewed one of the people that went because of the show.
Okay.
And they said, I ordered a Coke and a cup of tea like Martha does. I went in there being gripped by the series, was hoping for a friendly chat, but they're sick of attention and people turning up, asking about it. And things turned frosty when I mentioned it. They said it had nothing to do with them. So, I don't know, clearly they've just had enough, like, of all the people coming in.
See, I'm interested. I wonder if it's the bar staff that are getting the arsehole about it because they're probably far busier than they've been in a very long
time.
Exactly.
That's it.
And maybe I'd like to talk to the business owners or the brewery, if it's owned by a brewery. Are they pissed off?
Are they pissed off? Are they loving it? Yeah, because the bar staff obviously must be like on their feet.
They must be right off their feet.
Yeah, but then I mean, it's good for money, isn't it?
Of course,
because they've got all these customers.
Because pubs are almost dying out, and I think that's a really sad thing. The good old pubs, there ain't many left. They're going every week. You turn on the news, and they're closing down. So. Careful, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
That's
but
it.
I bet they're getting sick of people ordering cups of tea.
Oh,
that must
God.
Be,
cups
that
of tea and a Coke.
That would piss me off as a barman making tea.
It's not easy, is it? It's not easy. You've got to brew it, put the sugar in the milk. No, no, thank you.
Oh, babes. We always love a little bit of showbiz.
We love
and
a
what
gossip.
A perfect story to end on, because it's exactly what I was beating the streets of London about today, lots.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I went out and did Bobby on the Street this week. And my question was, obviously, because unless you've been living under a rock, everyone, the world and his dog, is talking about baby reindeer. And I wanted to know their thoughts. So here is what London had to say on baby reindeer. Guys, it is time for Bobby on the Street. And the world and his dog is talking about baby reindeer. So I've come to central London to find out, what is the word on the curb? What are your thoughts on the number one Netflix show? No spoilers. Let's go.
Quite intense, but also worth a watch.
I didn't realise until like the third episode that it was about his life and about him. When I realised it was, I was like, shit, like, this actually happened to a bloke in real life.
So I haven't finished it yet, but it's weird. I have to keep reminding myself that it's the actual guy that it happened to.
I actually found it quite scary by the fact that the guy wasn't able to do anything legally.
They've kind of matched up the way the woman looks when in real life. I've seen so many videos of people putting out pictures saying this is her.
I think it's a really good opportunity that you can see from the male side of things. I think it's really nice. It's not just, you know, it's a female, you know, doing this to a man. It's not the other way around.
I mean, it was amazing to watch. All the actors, I don't know his name, the main guy, but I think he's going to do absolutely amazing because it's a heartfelt story.
Yeah.
That's how, like, I got so gripped with it.
So that's what London Town had to say. Everyone has an opinion on it, and I think it is going to be on everyone's tongues for a while, because some people are still a little bit late to the party and haven't tuned in yet. So I'm sure we'll be talking about this for weeks to come. Anyway, guys, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to be back with that pre-record that I literally did minutes before we went live with Sophie Piper. But until then, I will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Politics Uncensored.
They have real world impacts. That's predominantly what worries me. There isn't one day where I don't tweet something or put something out and I don't get the grooming gangs stuff underneath it, in the general Islamophobia that exists in our politics. But we're also now seeing people being attacked on the way home from mosques. Again, predominantly South Asian people being attacked, on a few occasions killed on the way home from mosques, particularly during Ramadan. We've also seen two MPs murdered in the last few years, with the rise of political violence. So surely these politicians, whether it's Braverman, whether it's Starmer, whoever it is, and we've had Boris and Trump who really laid the ground for this, they know that this all has real world impact.
Every Thursday, FUBAR Radio.
How are you doing, babe?
Yeah, I'm all good. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Thank you for joining me on Access All Areas.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. This is the first time you've been on, isn't it?
I know, yeah, first time.
I've been waiting to have you. So how have you been, babe? Talk to me.
Yeah, I've been good. I've been really good. I feel like I've just been holidaying recently, so it's been nice.
You love an holiday. If you're in the Love Island villa, you're having a cheeky holiday. Now, I want to touch upon holidays in a bit, because I know you've got this transition from cocktails on the beach to like an authentic travel experience. And I want to know more about that. But obviously, so if I can't have you on Access and not talk about All Stars.
Yeah.
How was it for you second time round going into the villa?
Yeah, second time round, it was really, I mean, my experience this time round was so much better than my first, to be honest. Obviously, you go on these things and you just, well, for me, I was just like, oh, like, I'm close with the twins. We was like, let's go on for fun. If we find someone, we find someone. Like, not actually thinking you're going to find someone. So it's mental. But, it was really good experience, and happy that I met Josh, obviously.
And how are things with Mr. Josh at the minute? I haven't seen him for a little while.
Mr. Joshua.
Yeah.
We're going to Jamaica this weekend.
Shut up, are ya? Lovely.
His 30th soon, so I'm taking him on a little holiday.
A little romantic getaway.
I know, a little romantic. It's our first holiday, so I'm really excited.
I love when you say first holiday, because the thing is, but when you've done Love Island, especially when you've done it twice and you've done Love Island,
not a holiday.
You do it all arse about tit though, don't you? Because you live with people, you get with them, and then you kind of come out into the real world, and then it's things like first dates, meeting family, going on holiday, when you've already done so much before, it's all back to front.
I know. I was like, to Josh, I was like, oh, it's actually going to be like weird living together. He was like, why is it going to be weird when we've lived together already?
And
I was like, oh, I forgot.
How are plans on moving in together? Have you decided where you're going to be based? Because obviously he's up north.
Yeah, he's up north. But to be honest, I don't even see him as being like so far away. Obviously, it's only like 2 and a bit hours on the train.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to walk it.
I mean, I've been walking for quite a while. I think we're not in a rush to move in at all. I think we're just going to like see how the summer goes. Hopefully like end of the year, start looking for places. I said I'd be happy to move his way because he's always construction works that way. So it just makes sense.
And you get more for your money, more bang for your buck up north, don't you?
Well, I can't believe how cheap it is that way. It's crazy.
The price difference from down south, like Essex, London, compared to some places up north, it's just mind-blowing.
I know, honestly. So, saving them pennies up there.
Exactly. But I guess you've got to get through Jamaica first. Because I think you know each other inside out because you've lived together. But I think holiday is always a good indicator, that and living with a partner, on how things are going to go. Like, is there a messy one between you? Does he leave his pants on the floor and breadcrumbs in the kitchen? Who's the messy one?
To be fair, I feel like I would have said I'm the messy one, but recently I've been noticing he's leaving stuff on the side, open, out of the fridge. I'm like, you're going to put this away anytime soon?
And are you quite, do you not ever think to have its own place? Are you quite particular in like your cleanliness and stuff?
Yeah, to be fair, I feel like I just like everything clean and fresh. So
I'm like that.
I mean, like doing like the washing up and the clothes, that's all got to be done ASAP.
Now, I've got to ask you, because H dropped a track literally Friday, Famous Girl, and you get a little name check in there. Sophie Piper's Too Sexy and Knows. Now, how do you feel about that? Are you flattered at getting a little mention from H?
I mean, I definitely don't know I'm sexy, but I'll take it.
Has he reached out? Did he tell you in advance that he was going to pop you in his track?
No, but it's all funny, isn't it? I mean, he mentions a good 20 other girls in the song as well.
How does Josh feel about it?
I mean, Josh has got the girl at the end of the day, so he doesn't need to stress about it.
And I guess it's like a little bit of an honour, really. It's flattering.
Yeah, I mean...
Did he take it that way?
I mean, I don't think he was too fuming about it, to be honest.
Now, I've got to ask you, babes, because post Love Island All-Stars, there aren't many couples that have made it, sadly. What's your thoughts on that from your time in there? And are you all in like a WhatsApp group? Did you think more people was going to make it than actually have?
To be honest, I don't know. I just feel like when you're in there, like you can see the genuine connections and I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the couples who are still together now are probably going to be the ones that are likely. Well, it's only me, Molly, Tom and Josh are actually still a thing now for All Stars. And I just feel like it just came across in there and obviously is still coming across now. So it is what it is.
Because when you're in there, obviously, as a viewer, we see, as we all know, 60 minutes or like 48 minutes after adverts of an edited show of a 24-hour day. So there's so much we don't see. But when you're living and breathing that Villa life, like you say, you see real connections. Did you pick up, could you clock a few showmances happening? Did you think, oh, I know the coup here, I know what you're doing?
I don't want to take away from anyone's feelings, because I feel like when you're in an environment like that and you're away, like obviously if you fancy someone a little bit, like you're just going to go with it. And obviously on the outside world is very different. So everyone that did end up together in the final, I'm sure they did. There was an element of like, you like that person, of course. But yeah, it's just very different when you get to the real world, for sure.
Now, you're really good mates with Jess. Was you surprised to see her and Callum break up?
I don't know. I feel like Callum is just in his single boy era, which is fair enough. You can't take it away from him. But, no. I don't think it ended the best. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Because it's alleged that he cheated on her with Love Islander Anna May Robbie.
I mean, it's hard to say cheated when they weren't actually together, but I don't actually know properly what went on. But yeah, I mean, I've heard the same as you.
How's Jess with it all? Was she surprised?
I mean, she wouldn't put up with that anyway, like normally, like before Love Island. So she wouldn't have put up with it just because, like, she's been on a show. So yeah, I mean, it was no like skin off her back to cut it off if she hears something like that, for sure.
Did he leave the WhatsApp group after shit went down?
Bobby, what WhatsApp group are you talking about? It's not a WhatsApp
group. Is there not a WhatsApp group? is that a dead thing? Don't people do WhatsApp groups now? I love a WhatsApp group.
Me, Molly, Tom and Josh have a WhatsApp group. I think that's the only one that's alive and kicking, to be honest with you.
And what's that group called? The ones that made it?
Yeah. Literally.
But Jess, I mean, Callum aside, how's Jess doing now? Is she a pretty girl, beautiful girl? Is she getting herself back out there?
She has no trouble getting male attention, for sure. So yeah, she's sweet, and summer's beginning, so what a better time.
Perfect time to be single. Now, obviously you've touched upon Molly and Tom. From being their friend and being so close to them, can you see them lasting? Because they seem like they've got a really good connection.
Yeah, they have got a really good connection. I feel like, obviously, because of what Molly went through in there, it must have been hard for her to, like, obviously move away from Callum. But, her and Tom are perfect together. I feel like they get along really well, so it's nice seeing them. Now, grow stronger and stronger, obviously, on the outside.
Have you all, like, the couples that are still together, have you kind of done, like, a triple date? Have you all gone for dinner together?
Yeah, we've done a little date night.
Oh, nice.
We went to the Cube in Manchester. Have you been before?
Whereabouts, sorry?
It's the Cube. It's like, you know, like the Cube, the TV show.
No, I've never been. What, is it up in Manchester? I love Manchester, though.
Manchester is good. I feel like it's got so much stuff there. But yeah, it was just like a fun game thing.
Oh, that's nice. And was you close to many of the people? Because obviously you was all from different series when you went into All Stars. Obviously, from the industry, we all meet at red carpet events. And it's quite a small industry, really, isn't it? Like, our paths cross.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I mean, I think the only person who I, like, knew was probably Callum and Georgia Steele, like, going in there. I, like, knew of everyone, but I hadn't probably, like, met them all or, like, spoke to them on a regular or anything like that. So, I mean, I didn't have any history with anyone, but everyone seems to have. So, yeah, it was like, it was nice to make new connections with them all.
Do you think going in their second time round, obviously it worked out better for you in a lot of ways, obviously, because you walked out with Josh and you just seemed and were happier by the time you left there compared to your first time round. But do you think having the first experience under your belt made the second a bit easier because you kind of knew what to expect?
Yeah, I mean, it did in a sense because I feel like I was just so young when I done it the first time and it's just like quite daunting. But yeah, obviously, doing it the first time, obviously, you know what's happening the second time round. But obviously, there was like different twists and turns, but keeps it exciting.
Absolutely. Have you watched much of All Stars Back?
No, I haven't watched any of it back.
Why? Do you find it hard to watch?
Yeah, I just can't. It makes you cringe. I've obviously seen clips and stuff online, but I've not actually sat there and watched any of it.
Now, Soph, I've got to ask, because I didn't realise this, but is it true that you only met your sister Rochelle through Love Island as Kim?
Yeah, it was so random. I had a relationship with Roche when I was younger, and then we just sort of got separated throughout the years. And then, yeah, Kim is close to my middle sister, Lily. So they ended up, after Kim done Love Island, he ended up joining Roche's agency, and they had like a little Christmas party. And then Kim was like, I know your sister, Lily. And then fast forwards, they got each other's details, Lily and Roche. And then, yeah, the rest is history.
You and Roche are the spit of each other. It's mad how much you look like each other.
I know, it's mental. It's crazy.
And you'd met each other briefly and then kind of life gets in the way and then you didn't see each other and you didn't really have any contact. Are you close now? Because she seems to have really championed you throughout your time on Love Island.
No, yeah, we're super close and it's so nice to have two older sisters, of course, looking out for me. And yeah, it's like, yeah, have amazing.
You, have you had Roche and Marv had you and you and Josh round for dinner yet? Have you had a little double date?
Yeah, we've gone round to Roche's. But yeah, it's nice for them to have met him properly.
Oh, that's so sweet. Was you ever into, because obviously she absolutely smashed it in one of the most iconic girl bands ever, The Saturdays, was a huge fan. Was you ever into music? Have you got a bit of a singer inside you? Is it in the family DNA?
I can 100% guarantee that it's not in the family, unfortunately. Neither my sister, my brother, we're actually shocking voices. So
it was just Roche?
Just Roche.
Is it, please tell me at some point, we're seeing Girls Aloud do a little reunion this year. Will we ever see a Saturday's reunion? We've got to. Soph. Did you ever used to go and watch the Saturdays? Because obviously I'm guessing you and Roche wasn't in contact at that point, but obviously you knew that was your sister. Did you go to like the O2 or Wembley?
Yeah, well, I still went to watch it. I remember with my middle sister, Lily. So, yeah, it was nice. I used to be a big fan as well.
Now, my love, talk to me. Obviously, you and Josh, the lovely Josh, are going to Jamaica. You're going to have a nice little holiday. Well deserved. I'm looking forward to keeping up on social media. I can't wait to see. Give me holiday. I've not even been away this year. I've got holiday envy already. But talk to me. I want to know about this transitioning from cocktails on the beach into a more authentic travel experience. What's the situation with this, Soph?
Well, I just went on board MSC Cruises, World Europa. Literally just got back like a week ago now. And yeah, I mean, this is definitely a switch up to your normal beach holiday. Obviously, first of all, the cruise ships are insane. Like, can't believe how much you can fit on there. There's so many restaurants, bars, like every 5D cinemas, like everything you can think of, it's just mad.
Because I've never done one, but it looks mad to me. Like, when I see on social media, and I really want to do a cruise, and I think cruises, I mean, I say our generation, I'm probably a couple of years older than you, but not many. But I think a lot of people, I'm going to round us into the same category, our age group thinks that cruises are for they say old people, but I think that's so not the case anymore. And when I see them on social media, I'm like, oh my God, it's like a floating city. The bars, the clubs, the restaurants, the cinemas. It looks insane. Is it weird to, do you remember, like when you're on there, do you know you're on a boat? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like you're like moving on there. It's so weird. But yeah, it doesn't feel like you're on a boat. It literally feels like you're in your own like mini world, because there's just so, it's massive, like so big. And like even the cabins, you'd think they'd be like small. Like it was literally bigger than most hotel rooms, which is bad. I know. I literally walked in. I was so surprised, because there's a thing that was called MSC Yacht Club, where it was like more exclusive. You could have your own butler.
Oh,
so yeah,
sounds
the rooms
nice.
Are really good. But I'd 100% do a cruise if I was you.
I'm definitely going to do one. I've been thinking about it for a little while now, and I'm kind of becoming obsessed when I see them on social media. And I think slowly we're seeing more people under a certain age going on them, which I think's right. It shouldn't just be seen as something that you have to be a pensioner to do. And the food is meant to be incredible. You're meant to come home like a stone heavier.
No, don't, because I was literally rolling off of there. But I don't know, it's just a nice, because we went to 6 different cities in 7 days. So it's just such a nice way of seeing more places. And then you get the good excursions. So you can actually learn about the history of the place you're at while simultaneously having a cocktail. Do you know what I mean? So it's actually like, it is good culturally as well. You feel like you come away with more fulfillment than just like a normal lay on the beach, get drunk all day holiday, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And is that normally, would that have been your go-to holiday before? Was you kind of an Ibiza girl, few strawberry daiquiris, ocean beach, go see Wayne Lineker?
I mean, I definitely love a little Ibiza trip.
Me too. Well. Oh, God, I can't wait to go back. Wayne, hook us up. Me and Soph on a table.
Hey.
God, imagine me and you in Ibiza. I can tell how it's going to go.
So, it'd be a messy one. But, no, yeah, this is actually my second cruise.
Oh, wow. Where was the first one to?
I know. The first one was, it went around different places in Italy. It started off in Spain. But yeah, same as this one as well. So it's just nice to see more places. And obviously when the weather's nice, it's always a plus as well.
So how long are you and Josh going away for to Jamaica?
It's like 10 days, in a little 10-day break. Just loads of sunshine, and I can't wait, to be honest. Till time.
I love it. What's Josh's thoughts on the series? Has he watched much of All Stars Back?
No, he hasn't watched it as well.
Because it's quite a different show now. Because he did the first series. So by the time he went back and did All Stars.
Into Love Island ever.
Yeah. So the show has kind of evolved from the first series to where it's at now, and then especially Love Island All Stars. Did he find it quite a different kettle of fish this time around? Because back then, no one had any idea. No one was going into it. Because, I mean, some people, like, coming from some Love Islanders, we ain't going to say any names, but I interview a lot of you lovely lot on here on Access All Areas, and some people say, oh, I had a rough feeling he or she, we won't say names, went in there just for the brand deals or the following. Do you know what I mean? They wanted the blue tick and, like, the deals that go with it. And fair play, I'm not shading that. But back then, the first series, people had no idea. People genuinely was going in there to make connections and a whole different new show.
Yeah, I know. Back then, it was just, like, mental. I feel like some of the stuff Josh was saying, even just, like, how much they was allowed to drink and how, like, everything was just crazy, like, day in, day out. And I was just like, imagine that now. No way. No
Because drinking is so limited now, isn't it?
Yeah. And you're allowed to deny it.
And do you ever get to a point after a couple? Because when you're not drinking, your tolerance goes down. So are some of you a bit like, do you go, oh, can we have a third one? Because after a couple, do you get the taste for it? Are they quite strict on two and that's your lot?
Oh, 100%. We tried our luck, for sure. But out of it.
And back in the first series, I think the first couple, they could even smoke. But TV's come a long way since then. We don't be seen to glamorise smoking. But back then, so many. I used to be a smoker. I've been open about that. I've been giving up 4 years now. But so many good chats used to happen. Not that I've ever been on Love Island, but in smoking areas and outside of a pub, like shit goes down and tea gets spilt in smoking areas.
So true. I know. Well, none of that, yeah, this time round.
And what's your thoughts? Do you agree with some of your fellow Love Islanders? And again, I wouldn't ask for any names because I'm not a shady bitch. Do you think some people now go into Love Island with an agenda that isn't necessarily finding love? Do you think some people want to be influencers now?
Oh, 100%. I feel like, obviously, it's hard for people to be like, oh, they're going in there for genuine love. But I feel like at the same time, if you're young, you're single, and you just want to have fun, like, there's no shame in going on there.
Yeah.
Like, if any of my friends was like, oh, I want to do it, I wouldn't be like, oh, she wants to be an influencer. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, go for it.
Yeah. That's the thing, yeah, because it doesn't bother you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would almost, I respect people more when they're honest about it. Because I think some people, I'm thinking even on here, I've interviewed one or two that have been quite honest and went, yeah, I wanted to see what I could get off the back of it. I respect that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's off.
Exactly.
If someone comes to you, sorry, babes.
I said there's no harm in if someone wants to get into the industry and they feel like they can through that way. And then if they find love at the end of the day, it's a bonus. Do you know what I mean? There's so many people that would go on the show now for that reason.
Happy days, yeah. If you could get some followers, a blue tick, and you get a salt at the end of it as well, happy days. Where do I sign up? Are you quite... Because you do a lot of stuff on social. You're really big on doing brand deals and stuff. Do you love that side of your career now? I mean, you're beautiful, so I bet you get offers every day.
I do really like working on social media and modeling and stuff. I feel like it all ties in together, which is really good.
And if anyone's listening right now, because it's not going to be long until the new Love Island starts, it comes by so quick now. If you had one piece of advice for someone that might be going into the villa this summer, what would it be?
Probably to just go for it, enjoy yourself, don't get caught up in the drama, and be open to love.
Hear, hear. Sophie, thank you so much, darling.
Thank you, Bobby.
So lovely to finally have you on Access All Areas. I've wanted you on it for ages, so I'm so grateful you came on this evening. Send my love to lovely Josh.
I will.
And have an amazing holiday, and I will see you in Ibiza.
Amazing. Thank you, Bobby.
Bye.
I'll see you later.
Bye, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. Yes, we are live on Fubar Radio, and we've just been joined in the studio by the ledge that is Dominic Skinner. How are you, Dom?
Oh, I'm good. How are you two? I am so excited to be here. This is brilliant.
Thank you for coming in. We've never had you in before, have we?
No. I wonder
Why?
If there's a real... Oh, I don't know. Let's find out.
So, got to start, Dominic. How is things for you? Because it's all a little bit crazy at the minute. New series.
Yes, we got a new series. A new episode landing today.
Amazing.
Which is really good. It's really fun. Season 6. This is mad. To think we've got season 6 in the can. Like, I mean, season 1, we were pushing our luck, we feel. But
now
season 6, like, oh my.
You got the last laugh, though.
I know, right? I mean, let's
Does it feel surreal?
Yes. The whole thing feels like it was yesterday when we first even... I don't know, even got like auditioned for it. But then to sort of now look at where we are and how many artists we've had through the doors and where they've gone on to, it's been brilliant. It's been so incredible and so fun to watch.
Because for me, and I was saying to Lottie at the top of the show, I genuinely think like what makeup artists do it's art.
Yeah, mm. totally.
And I think I will slap on a bit of makeup.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it's
got
to be days like when I was at school, girls would go to Claire's Accessories, other shops
loved
are available.
It.
I think I'm showing my age. I think it's just called Claire's now. I think Accessories went years ago. I'm 21, Dom. I'm 21.
Looking beautiful.
But
on
girls
it.
Was literally whacking foundation into their fingers. And
oh,
like,
I had something called a pan stick. I don't know.
Yeah, what was a pan stick?
I'm so, so sorry, Dominic. I had a pan stick and I used to absolutely layer it on.
There was no beauty blenders, none of that.
Jazz. None of that.
Hair mascara. Do you remember that trend?
Yes, I remember hair
mascara. Yeah, oh, love
but
it.
But we've come a long way. Like, people are contoured to the gods.
Yeah.
Do you think celebrity has a lot to do with, like hair is it same with makeup? Like when you see the Kardashians, for instance, flawless.
Yes.
Contour, just incredible.
Yeah, I think, so it's interesting because the contouring culture of the Kardashians, I mean, they literally, well, it looks to everyone else that they invented it, but they didn't. I mean, it's an old drag trick from you know, many, many, many years before. And so all they did is just sort of soften down a drag makeup and put it on themselves. But they were around before the launch of social media. So to everyone else, this was the one and only spot. Whereas now, what's so quite fascinating about makeup is that it is no longer the power of the beauty brands and the makeup companies.
Yeah.
It is in the hands of 14-year-old Debbie in her bedroom, putting on a lipstick that she really likes, and all of a sudden it becomes an overnight success.
Yeah.
So it's a really interesting sort of power grab that the people have now been able to take back. Their sort of the idea of makeup and beauty.
I love that.
Which is great. Makeup is about self-expression. It's about you as an individual. So you need to find out what you want to wear and how you want to wear it.
And the people on Go Up are absolutely amazing. They've got these amazing backstories. I was actually watching it recently. I don't know if it was on the Sixth series or which one it was. It was a teacher and she self-taught herself to do makeup. And I just thought it was such a beautiful story. And she said, you know, she was teaching the children that you can be anything you want in life.
I love that.
And she went in doing that, she realized that she hadn't done what she wanted to do in life, and then she became a makeup artist.
Yeah.
So it's like when you just said there, it's like, you know, a young girl in her bedroom. It's amazing.
It's accessible. It's accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
And I think the situation we are in now within makeup is that it is kind of slightly excluding everybody. I kind of feel like maybe some people see makeup applications and think, oh, well, I don't look like that, so therefore I can't be part of it. But no, that's not true. Everyone and anyone can access makeup, but you don't need a lot of money. You can just get it from the drugstore. You can get cheap products are actually really good quality, and anyone can do makeup with anything, and it's so accessible, which I think is just really beautiful.
Oh, definitely.
Do you think, like, because you just touched upon, like, the whole where people think it was the invention of contour, but it's been around forever and a day when it comes to drag and stuff, and the Kardashians seem to hit when social media was a thing. So they was just prime. And Chris, I mean, if you're listening, Chris, be my agent. Please manage me, Chris.
I love
you. Do you think it's similar? So kind of what the girls have done, the girls, like they're my mates.
The girls.
So what the K's have done with contour, would you say the same? Because do you remember back in the day, was it about 2018, 2019, Kylie did the whole lip kit and she invented that, and then with the line around it. And then there was all the girls on social media doing like the sucking thing into glasses.
Oh, gosh, and it was all going wrong, wasn't it?
Themselves.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we all tried that on the night out, didn't we?
We did.
Get around the shots and you come wake up in the morning with these big old legs.
No, I just went in a Juvederm shoved in them until I looked like a trail. I wish I just sucked a glass. I didn't. I went to Paul Walker and was like, Juvederm, other brands are available. But do you think the same with contouring? Was the lining over or around lipstick, was that always a thing? Or
it
did
was always
Kylie
a thing.
Bring that?
No. I mean, this is the thing. It's like, you know, if you really, you know, if people do their research more than just what they sort of Google, the you know, on the first page of Google, it is, you know, everything that has or is being done has been done before. So the overdrawing of lips, the contouring, the reshaping of brows, like everything is old hat. But what I always say, there is no new tricks to makeup. There's no new things in makeup. It's all the same stuff. The only thing that's different is the hands that hold the brushes.
Yes.
So it's down to the individual to sort of tweak it and make it their own. And that's what's lovely. But what kind of does grate me, if I can be honest, is when people turn around and say, you know, oh, well, they copied me. It's like, no. You didn't. They didn't copy anyone. You copied someone.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you really want to talk about it, yeah. You know, you copied that person and that person, that person, you know, leading all the way back to sort of, you know, ancient Rome and all this.
Yeah.
You know, let's really go there if you want to. So actually, let's stop taking ownership over makeup and just let everyone do what they
want. Is there an example of that? You know, you say, people say, is there someone that kind of puts out that it was their idea and that you just want to say, no, it wasn't?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying names. I'm
feel
not
free. It's only the three of us here. No one's ever going to know.
I'm so intrigued. I just got absolutely cancelled.
But no, I think, you know, there are people that do sort of try and own things, and you can't. It's makeup.
Yeah.
You're not sort of dealing with, you know, you're not putting up an artwork like Banksy on the side of a building. You know, you're putting something in your face, which you then wiping off the next day or that day. So, you know, it's like everyone just take a chill and just relax and just enjoy putting on some blusher.
Exactly.
Can we just do that?
Yeah,
so
I know.
Interesting to hear what you say. Would you say, like, as a pro, is makeup, and I mean, obviously, there's always going to be different degrees of quality and what you would prefer to work with as an artist.
Yeah.
But is it just paint at the end of the day? Like, not paint as in banks.
You're like grimacing.
Reducing my whole life down
No, I'm not being a shady bitch. Where I was going with that is, for someone that's got pocket money or they've just got their first Saturday job and she's got 20 quid.
Yeah.
And she goes to Superdrug or Savers and she buys a little palette or something.
Yeah.
Can she still achieve what you could do if you went to, I don't know, if you went to Tom Ford or you go to...
Yeah. Well, what a lot of people don't realise is that there are hundreds of makeup brands, but there's actually only not even maybe a dozen factories that make it.
Mm.
So what is being, you know, created on the factory line for a high-end £100 lipstick, they're stopping that conveyor belt and they're reloading everything and pumping out a £2.99 lipstick at the same time. So it's a lot of the time now, it's not, you know, it's just the added ingredients. Yes, you are going to get slightly different ingredients and slightly longer wearing products and all this sort of stuff. But really, you just got to think about, like, what do I need it for? And is it really that important? Do I need to spend a lot of money? Yes, there are things that you do want to invest in, but there's other things that you can just be sort of more flippant, especially if you are starting out. You want to play with everything. You want to try all the colors of in the coloring box and figure out which ones you love. And that may be then what you then go and invest in and buy something more expensive.
So what would you say your go-to is? Like you say, there's certain things that you would invest in more.
Yeah.
So for say someone's starting out with a minimal budget, either wants to get into makeup professionally or she just wants to look lovely on a Saturday when she goes to Time and Envy.
Yeah.
What is the thing? What do you splurge on? And what can you scrimp on?
I think, To be honest with you, you could probably scrimp on everything.
Oh, wow.
You could scrimp on everything. But what you want to think about is, what is it that I love most? What is it? What is the feature of my face that I really want to sort of take a bit of time in, a bit of pride in? And then that's where you might want to sort of step it up. Because I think there is so many sort of high-end brands that do amazing products. Mm. But there's also cheaper brands out there as well. So, you know, you might want to consider investing more in your skincare, because if you get a better skin base to put the makeup on, doesn't matter what you put on, it will always look great.
Yeah.
So skincare is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But everything else on top, it's really just spending some time to sort of figure out what works best for you.
Totally. Yeah. And we've seen some amazing looks so far on Series 6. I mean, absolutely incredible. We were saying it's like artwork, right? And it really is. Have you got any that stand out, or a particular one that you thought, this is absolutely amazing?
There is one, and I think it comes next week.
Okay.
Oh, I've got to remember. It's either give us a spoiler. Spoiler.
I'm just going to say it's a little bit fishy.
It's a fish.
Really, you know what? But the thing is, that's what's interesting, because I think there's some big looks that have happened over the years that really stand out. There was there was sort of like this geode alien thing with lights and stuff, which was great last season.
Yeah, I mean, incredible.
Like, there's some amazing stuff. And these young people just have such imagination. Like, Val and I look at each other sometimes thinking like, oh my God, we would never be able to do this.
Really?
It would take us years to figure
this
out.
Amazing.
But then you've got other people that like, next week, there's someone who does... it's actually relatively quite a simple look, but it is so... beautiful and so perfectly executed and so simple that you just like, oh my God, I'm that's it.
Yeah.
Sometimes less is more, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, like, and literally we've got about 40 seconds left, so I've got to get really throw a question out there. But you know, like we say fashion trends, whether it's clothes, the same happens with hair. Is it the same with makeup? Because I remember, say, 12, 13 years ago, it was all about I used to have friends, believe it or not, Essex.
Yeah.
That would have two hair pieces, three sets of lashes.
Oh.
Like, we would have three layers of spray tan.
Yeah.
Natural wasn't in. Yeah. I think we've kind of left them days. Well, some of us have left them days behind. Some people still haven't, but good luck to you. God loves you. Do you think we're in a natural era?
Yeah, I think we're in a transitional period. Mm. I think there is always ebbs and flows with trend, and at the minute we are edging towards a more natural appearance. So
I would say
it's strip it back slightly, and you'll be in the right place.
Love it! Thank you so much for coming in.
Great to see
you. An absolute pleasure to have you. Thank you so much, Dominic. Thank you for joining me in the co-hosting.
Love the role. Loved
it's been an absolute pleasure. Before we end quickly, so where can we catch up on the series? Where can the viewers hear?
You can catch up on Glow Up now on BBC iPlayer. It's on BBC Three. And I'm just going to also plug my book.
Plug!
Glowography. It's for trendsetters, not trend followers. Follow my links on my website, on my Instagram. You can get it there.
Fab. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll be back next week, 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.